going into the halftime break, you guys only down two. What was Coughlin's message to you guys?
You know, just to, I think, of course, we were in it. We, offensively, moved the ball pretty well, had some turnovers, obviously, but felt we were, you know, had some opportunities to make some plays. Defense was playing well, you know, was stopping them, you know, just giving up field goals. So, you know, we had opportunities to be in the lead and very much in the game. And you know, thought our guys played hard, just obviously didn't make the plays down the stretch that we needed to.
Eli, you always say that each interception has its own story. Can you just briefly go, I know there were five of them, but what happened, Donnie?
You know, yeah, one just tried to had a little quick out throw, the corner jumped it, tried to pull it back and you know, couldn't pull it back in time and went to another defender. Guy played it, you know, they played some well, just on an overneath, you know, ball to Odell. Guy just thought I could get it in there. Guy jumped it pretty well, linebacker. So tried to hit a corner route to Reuben and you know, I don't know if I just overthrew it. I kind of was on the ground on that one, so I didn't really see how it all finished up. And you know, the last one, obviously fourth down, trying to fit it in there, got tipped up. So you know, just you know, I got to do better. I got to be better protecting the ball, making better decisions, and throwing the ball more accurately.
Does this surprise you? Because really, all season, you had not had this issue.
Yeah, you know, I didn't expect it. Didn't plan on it, and you know, just I gotta do better. I gotta make better decisions, better throws. You know, so you know, just so you know, they're all on me. No one else's fault. I gotta protect the ball and can't afford to turn it over, especially a couple times in field goal range.
On the goal line before the third down play, you had a timeout. What was being discussed? What were the options being discussed beforehand?
Just trying to, you know, just talking about what play we wanted to run. You know, whether we, you know, could run the ball right there and try to sneak in. They didn't give us the run. You know, got to a good play. Had a chance to hit Larry on a fade route and ran a good route. I got to throw the ball a little further out there so he can, you know, make it a little easier catch on him right there.
Coach Coughlin, when he was in here, said that in hindsight he wished you had run. Not necessarily in that play, but in one of the four.
Yeah, we probably could, you know, for the first, you know, they weren't giving us great looks to run the ball. Maybe on first down, you know, could have run the ball right there and you know, possibly snuck in or got closer, where on second and third down it gives you that run pass option. So, but you know, they weren't giving us great looks to run the ball. We needed to throw it. We had some good looks to hit some plays. We just didn't do it.
Eli, I'm sorry if you asked this already, but is that a four-down sequence? You imagine kind of that will run over in your head a couple more times before you let it go?
Yeah, you know, yep. Four downs from the three-yard line, you expect to be able to score in that scenario. And, you know, just, yeah, disappointed myself. I got to throw some better passes, some better balls. And, you know, we could have made a play and gotten the lead right there.
From those four plays, seeing something different when he wanted to change the play, or that was what you were going to do, King's Quarters?
Yeah, I mean, on one of the plays, we had a play call, tried to change it to another play. Time was running down, and so had to call a timeout. But, you know, I think all the plays that were called, you know, you always have some options down there. If they give you a certain look, you can get to another, certain plays. But we had good plays, you know. We had opportunities to make plays, just didn't quite do it.
How much of a lift was Odell in the second half?
Yeah, Odell played. He played well in the second half, and you know, San Francisco did a good job. They had a plan to try to control him. They were keeping you know, two guys over him for most of the game. We got a few opportunities there at the end in the second half to get him one on one. He won those battles, but. You know, I thought other guys stepped up and made some nice plays for us. It was a great first drive. We hadn't had that in a while, but, you know, just obviously the turnovers hurt us and just, you know, weren't able to sustain, you know, those drives to get points.
Eli, what about on the first three throws were all fades, and that's first and goal from the four. What about a different type of pass play, something back of the end zone, pick play, something like that? Was that a consideration?
Yeah, you know, one of them we had a pick play call to roll out, but you know they were doubling Odell and keeping a lot of guys to that side, had one on one to Reuben, and took that one on one. So they were doubling Odell down there a lot to his side, and everybody else is one on one, and tried to. You know, we had some opportunities on some phase. We've been really good in those situations on hitting phase. We just had some good looks at it. We didn't complete them today.
Eli, sorry if you answered this before, but one of your interceptions, did the ball slip or were you looking to pull it back?
Just trying to pull it back. I was trying, you know, we had a little quick out to Reuben, and the corner jumped it and tried to pull it back and just, you know, couldn't pull it back enough, and it kind of, you know, slipped out and went to the linebacker.
You have talked in the past of, despite what happens, even if it's bad, you
got to
keep playing. Does it get harder to keep that mindset when those interceptions pile up?
No, I mean, I thought my mindset, you know, was fine all game. I was still going to throw it, still trying to, you know, make plays, hit some tight throws in some scenarios, where you can't get, you know, gun shy. You can't force it. You can't force it in the crowds and make bad decisions. I don't think I was forcing things into. You know, tons of covered, you know, covered people or double coverage. Just kind of the way things went. But I gotta be better at it and make so much just making better throws and more accurate and better decisions.
You had Reuben one on one on that. The second down was Reuben one on one, correct? And then Donnell one on one, both to the left side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Odell was drawing coverage on the right side.
He was on the right, yeah. So both of them had good looks to hit him. Could have put it a little further out for Larry on that fade, you know. Close on both of them, the one to Reuben and to Larry, you know, close to converting them. Just, could have made better throws.
And what about the fourth down play? What was that? You're going for Parker?
Tried to move around. Everybody was going to be in the end zone, had five guys getting out. And they dropped eight guys. It wasn't gonna be a clean, you know, clean picture throw, but try to fit it to Parker. Maybe could have scrambled a little bit more and hit Reuben on the outside. But they did a good job. They had things covered up pretty well, I could have run maybe or tried something else.
The first down play, you tried for Odell to the right?
Yeah, they had a loaded box. Tried to hit him. The safety ended up running out underneath. The corner kind of backed off a little soft, so it was gonna be a tough throw. Didn't want to force it or risk anything right there on the throw. They had it covered pretty well, so knew we had three more downs after that.
You were under duress.
Say again.
How tough is it mentally and you're losing
the
streak?
It's tough. It's tough to lose a game. It's tough to lose this many in a row, and especially one like this where you. Yeah, you felt you were right in it. Defense played well. Offense, we did some good things. Get down, 3 yards away from taking a lead, and can't execute in that moment. So that's gonna be hard to swallow. But we gotta bounce back and figure out a way to get a win.
You were under duress for a lot. You were under duress. Was there any consideration, or do you have the option to run a sneak? I know Coach is not a big fan of the sneak, but.
We had a play through the running back, so that was a game plan play. They played it well. They had both safeties down, kind of a zero all out, everybody down and trying to stop the run and did a good job getting a little penetration and preventing us from getting that 2 inches.
You were under duress for quite a bit of the game. Pugh goes out. How big of a factor was that?
Anytime you lose the offensive lineman, it's gonna play a factor. I thought Charles Brown, came in and did a good job and competed. But they're talented front four and have good players and I thought we had opportunities to get the ball downfield and make plays and I thought our guys competed and we just fell a little short.
Eli, on all four of those plays, did you have a running back with you? First goal to four.
For the first three of them, we had a running back, and then just the last one, we went three receivers, two tight ends.